One year before the COVID-19 pandemic began, we very fortuitously decided on a bidet toilet seat from Home Depot. It was the cheaper and easier way to approach a higher standard of hygiene and consequent evolution compared to the many space and plumbing challenges associated with a separate bidet commode, since it did not involve moving one's tuchus from one pot to another. Our decision was made in November 2019. It was the less expensive model without water heater, and winter temperatures here are pretty damn cold in northern Arizona at that time of year. The bidet seat's instructions read something like, tee the seat water line into your toilet's cold water pipe, which I did. Our water temperature averages about 40 to 45 degrees during winter, and at 8 a.m. having your sphincter blasted by near-freezing water is an eye-opening experience. After the first morning, I had cursed myself for being such a cheap bastard and not buying the heater version, but that would have entailed running a 120-volt outlet near the toilet. After, back at my desk, with sphincter unclenched, I shopped for some kind of an automatic mixing valve, and I found at Home Depot a thermostatic valve with shark bite fittings on all three points, which is exactly the type of plumbing connectors I used to replumb the house a few years prior. So I ordered it. In the merciless struggle for survival, the unfit were doomed anyway, and the fit destined to prevail. That's a quote from Daniel Kevles' book, In the Name of Eugenics, a volume that contains just about anything you'd like to know on the subject, and it was the truth until the intervention of progressive governments some few years ago. Now, our President Biden has informed us that we will defeat cancer soon, thus allowing our population to continue to spiral out of control, losing the one surefire disease for population containment second only to hate. Read what Hitler and California got right and wrong, Eugenics and Euthanasia, in the IndependentDaily.com. In that article, we mention that in my lifetime, from 1950 to today, our world population has increased from 2 billion to 8 billion, a 400% increase. That's why our planet's environment is crumbling. At the very least, a 400% increase in fossil fuel usage, industrialized food production, durable and non-durable goods manufacture, housing, household energy use, and all other costs to sustain the extravagances of our world today, far beyond the per capita of 72 years ago, especially so considering today everything is disposable. As a society, we're failing to select out those who skew the mean to a lower level, and conversely, select in those who might elevate the mean, leaving us moving unalterably towards the center of an evolutionary black hole, evidenced daily in the news. So, I plumbed in a Redpex line into one side of the T in the thermostatic fitting from Home Depot, having teed into the hot water line in the basement, bringing it through the floor to the left of the toilet, and a blue pipe into the other, teed from the water fill line already projected to the floor to the right of the toilet. You got this? The third, or to-be-blended line, yield a mix of hot and cold water which can be adjusted under the cap of the tea mixer to yield a pleasant warmth. The line out fits into the feet of the bidet toilet seat, and voila, as Voltaire probably said a few times in his life, a far more pleasant mix of water is rendered unto your butt, resulting in an equally pleasant cleansing sensation, especially so if you fearlessly grab a bar of nearby soap and run your keister clean, and thus know that you are following a path towards enlightenment and evolutionary progress. Ian Deary said, "Some people are cleverer than others." I think it would be a good thing if more biologists began with that observation. Well, I think it would be a good thing if those who legislate our laws regarding abortion and birth control embrace that supposition too. The world and us as a species would last a lot longer. We just have too many damn people. And following along with my bidet comments, when the next pandemic hits, you too can say, what toilet paper shortage? Do I care about a toilet paper shortage? I don't even use toilet paper.